following a 61-51 defeat for the Saints of Presentation College. And once again, with the loss here today for PC, they are guaranteed to be the number 5 seed in this conference, which likely means they'll be traveling all the way down south to Forest City coming up in about a week and a half or so. Bellevue with the victory. They up their record to 19-9 overall and 10-3 in the North Star. The Saints, they dropped to 11-16 and 6-7 here in conference play. Saints shoot 35% for the ball game, 17 for 48, 6 for 22 from distance. They had some good looks, just 27%, and 11 for 14 from the gimme line, good for 78% here. And we are now joined by the head coach of the Saints. He is Eric Nelson, and we'll go ahead and get him hooked up here with the spare microphone following this tough loss here. And coach, 61-51, your final score here, and you guys were battling tough, and honestly, I thought the game changed on just a line violation. You're down by 4 points.
Yep.
You hit your free throw. It makes it a three-point ball game instead. April's just a hair early.
Yep.
And then instead, Bellevue comes down. They hit a couple of baskets, and just like that, it's a 12-point.
Yeah. I thought we played very, very well defensively, but we had two mental lapses on two switches there at the end that gave them two wide open threes that they made. So, that's the tough part is I thought we played really well defensively for about 39 minutes, but one mistake on this end and two mistakes leaving their two open shooters, and a 2-point game goes to 8-10 real quick. So, give our girls credit, though. We battled hard. We played very, very well defensively. We just couldn't make a shot tonight. Even they went to zone, and Shayla got some open looks. You know, Vic got some open looks. Tone got some open looks, especially in that second quarter, and we weren't able to make much. So give them credit. They're a good defensive team. But at the end, you can't shoot, 17 of 48 and win any basketball games.
Yeah, it's a tough loss for sure. But on the other side of things, you have to feel a little bit better about the way that I think Jada Campbell and also April Huddleston played in the painted area defensively. Relatively kept Alexis Martinez under wraps for the most part.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job of just making everything hard for her. We knew she's not necessarily a back-to-the-basket post. She's more of a catch, square up, and rip, and kind of take you off the dribble. And so I thought our girls did a really good job of moving their feet, staying in front, walling up, and just going straight up and making her score over top of us. And, she's been a pain in our butts before, but I thought we did a pretty good job tonight on her.
Victoria Stewart leads the way with 11 points, 9 each from Tone Oglesby and also Jada Campbell. I thought Jada might have played one of her better games in the second half of the season here, but what did you see on that technical foul with Tone Oglesby?
They said that she reached up and grabbed her, so it was an intentional foul and it was a technical. So that's obviously why it was a 4 free throws, and that's a big part of the game too, because they come down to make 3 out of 4 and they get the ball back. So that was kind of a big swing too, and the game was a little chippy. A lot of girls are on the floor, and it's kind of one of those things where I'm sure she'd like to have that back, but for us, that was kind of a big part of it, but in the end, you got to move forward, and there was a lot of game after that, and we had our chances. We cut it to 2, but just weren't able to come out with the win.
We'll kind of keep it brief here with you. Just one final question. 3 seniors, Shayla Strauss, Heather Estrada, and Victoria Stewart, had a little bit of a moment with them as you kind of gave them a bit of a curtain call. What was that moment like?
Yeah, it's 3 girls who have came all at different parts of the program. Shayla comes as a sophomore. Heather comes as a junior, and Vic comes as a senior. So 3 transfers that have meant a lot to our program, and we've had a lot of program first this year, and it obviously wouldn't be we wouldn't be there without those 3. So I thought they did a phenomenal job. Vic's done a great job with leadership, only been in here a year. Heather, plays hard on defense and rebounds. Isn't necessarily a box score type of person. She doesn't care if she even takes a shot. She just goes out there and plays her tail off every night. And then obviously Shayla's kind of been one of our better shooters for the last couple of years. So, they're a big reason why where we're at as a program, and we're definitely going to miss them next year.
They're not done yet. They'll be taking on Waldorf here in a couple of weeks, it looks like, down at their place. Coach, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dukes.
Thanks a lot. That's head coach Eric Nelson joining us here during your Saints Wrap postgame show. 61-51, your final score on the Avera Orthopedic Scoreboard. We are back in 30 seconds with your Saints Startup pregame show. We'll run down some of the numbers on this women's side coming up in just a few. But we're back in 30 with your Saints Startup pregame show. We'll talk with head coach Jeremy Regal after this on KSDN.